You've probably seen them outside Stater Brothers, the Knights of Columbus, a charitable organization based within the Catholic Church. As a former Catholic, I confess to a romantic notion of these supermarket sentries, the knights of old bringing food and clothing to the needy. Whenever I see them, I stuff $5 into their little can. Well, I used to. Last time I did that, I went home, got on the internet, and quite by accident stumbled over this headline. Knights of Columbus donate more to fight gay marriage than fight hunger. Story cites an article in the Washington Independent examining the Knights' Food for Families program. In 2009, this program received more than $1 million from the Knights, but less than the $1.4 million they gave to anti-gay marriage initiatives. To be fair, the Knights sponsor many other programs which actually do benefit the people they're supposed to, but to an obsessive compulsive like me, the question still nags. What if my $5 went not to put food on someone's table, but to political hacks telling gays they can't marry? That's also a more immediate question. What do I say to these people the next time you're at the grocery store? Nothing seems a sensible answer, but sensible isn't what I'm known for. Okay, so I'm leaving Stater Brothers with groceries in hand, and two knights are stationed by the door. There's a woman in front of me. One of the knights offers her a Tootsie Roll. Honest to God, she stuffs a dollar bill into his can. He says, "God bless you." Yes, if I want a Tootsie Roll too. I say, "No, why are you spending more money fading gay marriage than helping the poor?" Knight doesn't hesitate. He says proudly, "We do both." It sounds noble, but I have an answer for that. In Scripture, Jesus mentioned helping the poor more than 1,000 times. He never mentioned gay marriage, not even once. So why are you spending so much money on that? "We don't oppose civil unions," he said. "I still think helping the poor is more important. Shouldn't charity go to someone who actually wants it?" He's unmoved. He thinks our priorities are fine. My facts are outdated. I admit the article is 3 years old. But the Knights are still contributing anti-gay causes like fighting same-sex marriage initiatives in Maine and Maryland in the 2012 election. Despite the Knights' obstruction, they passed. Not even the sidetracked donations of Stater Brothers shoppers could thwart them. Finally, there's nothing left to say, so I'm leaving there handing out more Tootsie Rolls. I'm still fuming on a visit to my sister, who lives in San Marino with her husband and their daughter. They're good people, but I'm in a bad mood. I grumble, the Knights of Columbus are a bunch of hypocrites. Terry, said brother-in-law, "I'm in the Knights of Columbus." Really? I don't have a good answer to that, because he's one of the least prejudiced people I know, kind-hearted, willing to help anyone. I wonder if most knights aren't like that, well-meaning people whose efforts are undone sometimes by the not-so-Christian folks at the top. Should you give to the Knights of Columbus the next time you're at Stater Brothers? Depends if you want the Tootsie Roll.